So let us remain standing and you will bow your heads with me in a word of prayer to the Lord. Almighty God that did create the heavens and the earth by thy precious word, has by thy word in these last days given us a restoration of the true apostolic doctrines, of which we are so grateful that we are to be able to sing this song that we sang tonight, Onward Christian Soldier.
Amen.
One faith and one doctrine, one Lord.
Amen.
One baptism. We thank you for these things, Father, for through them, Lord, we are able to have fellowship one with another without splitting and differences, but we are able to love one another because these doctrines have brought us a persecution, Lord, and has driven us together that we may be one, as you have spoken of in your word. Of these things we are very grateful to you, Father God. And we pray that tonight, Father, that you will come and bless us because we love thee. And we desire to have you in our presence so very much. We give praises unto thee that you come down and bless us. So, Father, we have no differences with one another, Lord. I don't know of anyone here tonight that doesn't love me. I don't know anyone here, Lord, that I don't love. So, Father, I pray, God, that if there is anyone here tonight that would have an ought in their heart against their brother, please, Lord Jesus, may they make it right tonight, that we might be able to climb up a little higher with thee, Father, that you might be able, Lord, to bless us in a greater way. Remember thy servant and thy messenger tonight. And Father, we pray that thou would comfort and bless him, that thou would continually to bless his ministry in a tremendous way, Lord. Stop up the mouths of the gainsayers, Lord, and let the word of God go forth with power. Let it thunder down on Mount Sinai, God, that would cause the disbelievers to wonder,
Lord.
Now, Father, bless me and help me, Lord, and Lord, have mercy upon me, Father, and forgive me of my sins. Cover them in the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord. And may you only hear my voice tonight and not see me, Lord. And Lord, come and minister to us the word of God. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Jesus is wonderful. Jesus. Well, he's just Jesus.
Amen.
Glory. If you never met him, you need to.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm just so happy, I don't know what to do.
Glory to God.
I hate New York City, but I sure do love this assembly.
Amen.
I believe it's worth living in Sodom to be able to come here.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I'm quite sure if some of the other members of the bride knew how the golden oil of the Holy Spirit was being so lavishly poured out in our midst, would be contemplating moving here to Sodom, even if the area is unclean. God is able to sanctify. If the Pope was able to throw some kind of a stuff into that old nasty Mississippi River and call it holy, it's the dirtiest river that I know of, with all the other rivers and the sewers emptying into it, and he was able to sanctify it, make it clean. God ought to be able, through the prayer of the saints, sanctify it.
Amen.
Amen. For to those who would be in our midst tonight, who might be strangers to us, we would like to welcome you here to the local Christian assembly. We don't have no strange doctrines. The only doctrines that we have are Bible doctrines. They are old doctrines, and they have been handed down to us from our apostolic fathers. Brother Peter.
Amen.
Brother Paul.
Amen.
We would like to say that none of these doctrines have been handed to us through any school or college or through any denomination.
Amen.
And we have no creed but Christ, and we have no other things to give you other than the Word of God.
Amen.
We have no great choir, but our saints do love to sing the songs of Zion.
Amen.
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 And we'd like to give you a hearty welcome tonight.
Amen.
We would like to tell you, if you don't know now, if you look around and look at the people, They're full of love, and we love them.
Glory to God.
And we'll be very happy for you, if you don't have a church home, to make this your church home. And incidentally, if you're wondering tonight who I am, I'm just another little minister here. And this is my home assembly.
Amen.
But I live several hundred miles away, and difficult to get here every meeting. However, I wish the Lord could arrange it so that it could be.
Amen.
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 Are you happy?
Amen.
Do you love the Lord Jesus?
Amen.
Would you think about maybe trading the Lord Jesus for something in the world, maybe? Do you know anything? That... Nothing, is it? No wonder Solomon cried, brothers, all was vanity.
Amen, that's right.
He said he tried everything and all was vanity.
Amen.
Well, the greatest thing we have in common tonight would be is that we love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if you say that you love the Lord Jesus and you don't obey His word, then, well, we don't know about that.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
So because we love the Lord Jesus, we want to look into His Word tonight to see if He will enable us to be better Christians.
Amen.
Now if you will kindly open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 9:24. Reads like this. I would like to, after the lesson that we had this morning, and I would like to see your hands if you believe that God had something in that message this morning that will enable you to be a better soldier for this Lord Jesus Christ that we love and for your precious local Christian assembly. If you believe that you will, this message has helped you, that enabled you to find out more about yourself and more about how that you will be able to be an overcomer, let's see your hands.
Amen.
You are wanting to go up into a higher level with the Lord Jesus. We'll be able to do that by looking at the Word of God and making adjustments in our daily experience, our daily walk. We will be able to move into a higher plane with the Lord Jesus. And only this way, just prayer and just coming to service will not move you into a higher plane. But you must. I think we all have a sound, intelligent mind, and through this mind that the Lord has given us, He said to make it intelligent.
Yeah.
As possibly we can. Though you may be dumb according to the world, but yet you can be intelligent in the things of God.
Amen.
And since we have this mind, then we'd want to adjust it in such a fashion with the Word of God that we might be able to know what we are fighting and how we are able to overcome our opponent, and how that we'll be able to please the Lord Jesus. And we can only do this by coming to service, by loving one another, by the Word of God, and obeying the Word of God, putting into practice what we have learned up here.
Amen.
Let us read now. Subject that I would like to teach on tonight is a spiritual race, a spiritual athlete. Know ye not that they which run a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things.
Amen.
Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I'd like to talk on that word castaway. It's such a wonderful word. But however, I would just go on because there's so many good things in there to talk about. Now, as I said before, we would like to speak on a spiritual race. And I'd like for you to tune your mind into making a picture in front of you of an athlete that is training to run track. What we call here in America, run track. Joe incidentally has preached on this before, but I thought maybe God would bless it if I'd preach it again to you. Joe was an athlete, a runner. He run track, so he'll be able to understand this very well. And I hope that you will also. Now, Paul is saying here to you, let us go ahead and read Timothy while I'm at it. The second book of Timothy. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. And if you will look in the fifth verse only. Right now, if you'll just look at the fifth verse. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. Same words that he was speaking of over there, talking about a mastery and striving.
Amen.
Now, I'd like to call your attention why Paul was talking about an athlete here to Timothy. In the first place, Paul was living in an age of great athletes. They had the great Olympic Games, as they would call them, and everybody was athletic-minded. All their attention and all their energy was put upon the outward man to make it big and muscular and strong.
Amen.
They beat one another to death in these games. And so their whole life was centered around how strong those men could make their bodies. So this was, Paul was trying to put a point over here to Timothy is why that he was able to speak on this manner. If you'll notice here that first Paul was talking up here and the other part of the scriptures about a soldier. And Paul said the word soldier of Jesus Christ, Paul said, he would liken that unto these Roman legionaries who were in the service of their emperor. Paul said to Timothy, endure hardships like these Roman legionaries.
Amen.
Paul was saying, Timothy, I want you to be able to endure these hardships of the gospel with me. Because Timothy, if you see these Roman legionaries who are holding the Jews in captivity and in prison, he said if they're able to endure all these hardships just for their Roman emperor, how much more should you, Timothy, since he's called you as a young soldier into the army of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, how much more should you be able to endure hardship? If these Roman legionaries can do this, Timothy, how much more should you be able to do it? Then went he on to say, Timothy, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. In other words, he said, Timothy, forget about everything else that you've had anything to do with in this other life that you were living, and lay everything aside, and don't entangle yourself with nothing but the supreme thought of being a good soldier for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now this word war means to make a military expedition. It means to do military duty.
Amen.
Be on active service, to be engaged in a continual warfare.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, you and I, in order to run this race, must realize that we are soldiers for Jesus Christ, and that we are on a military expedition of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are His ambassadors.
Amen.
And He has given us, as His ambassadors, everything that we need for this battle that we are fighting and for this race that we are running. He has furnished everything that we need to be able to be the soldier that we need to be.
Amen.
Is that understood?
Amen.
Now, as I said, from this figure of a soldier, this Roman legionnaire that Paul was speaking to Timothy about, he turns immediately to these great Greek athletes, which you see the statues of in the museums and everything. Is that right?
Yeah.
You see the books today of the men standing like this. Well, they got that from these great Greek athletes that fought in these tremendous coliseums, or what you call them, where they beat one another to death and blood just flowed everywhere. Great big biceps and everything. Paul turns to that of a soldier to Timothy and speaks of this Greek athlete, and this is what we're going to dwell on. Now, this Greek athlete strived and struggled to build himself a great body to receive a crown, which they called a wreath here, Paul spoke of, to receive a crown, a wreath. This victor, who was the victor of this race, would win a wreath that would come down on his head. And it was made of ivory and lyre and roses and all kinds of little flowers.
Amen.
And he won this crown, Brother Anthony. The only way that he could win it is that he went according to the prescribed rules that was laid down, that he strived lawfully.
Amen.
And the only way that you and I will ever be able to receive the crown of eternal life and righteousness that God will give us in that day is that we strive lawfully. And the only way that we can strive lawfully, and that is to obey the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You cannot break the rules of this game.
Amen.
For you to break the rules and not love your brother, you are disqualified.
Amen.
You are a no from even entering into this place.
Amen.
That's why Paul said, though that may I have preached to you, I feel that least myself would be a castaway.
Amen.
Paul didn't mean castaway from eternal life. He had eternal life.
Amen.
But Paul meant that he might be a castaway, that he might be disqualified, in other words, of running this race of patience that was set before him, that he might be conformed into the image of the Son of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was Paul's race that he was running.
Amen.
That he might be conformed and molded and made into a real Son of God.
Amen. Amen.
And Paul said that God had chosen him to show forth this Son of God in him first.
Amen.
Paul was the first one to be able to run this race, and by the grace of God, he won it.
Amen.
He said he faced out to win that race, and
right.
He did win.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And Paul said, Timothy, think about it. Though you may give your whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ, lay down everything in the world, you're going to win more than they are, Timothy. The best that they can win is the praises of man and a little wreath upon their head with a few roses in it. But Timothy,
amen,
you will receive a crown of righteousness with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
An incorruptible crown.
Amen.
That crown that those athletes won, that they strive so hard and sweated and beat themselves for 10 months in training.
Amen.
The best that they won was the wreath.
Amen. Right.
Brother, we win an everlasting crown of righteousness.
Amen.
We shall never pass away.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I tell you, that's worth running for.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Paul said, think of that, Timothy.
That's right.
Amen.
This Greek athlete had to train 10 months of preparatory training before he was even allowed to get on the track to run.
Amen.
He trained hard for 10 months. And if he was to break any one of these regulations, he had to completely separate himself from everything in his life.
Amen.
And set his face like a flint to win that crown.
Amen.
That laurel wreath crown made up of roses.
Right.
And he was placed on a rigid diet. And as I said, should he break the training rules, he was disqualified immediately and barred from even engaging in the athletic contest. I want to tell you something tonight. You are absolutely disqualified to even run this race if you're not baptized the right way.
Amen.
Unless you have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't even enter.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that's one rule you're going to have to abide by.
Amen.
Is that right, brother?
Amen.
Now we've seen what the Greek athlete was like. What kind of a race was he running? Now I've showed you why Paul spoke to Timothy that way about a Greek athlete. Now we'll turn it over. Now, I think you've got a good spiritual understanding of that now. Now we find here that there's a hindrance to a runner. Is that true? Let me go back and start over here though. Now we have certain qualifications that you and I must meet in order to begin this race. I think the first thing that you need to do to be able to run this race is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Right.
Then you should be baptized, is that right?
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Amen.
Then I think that you should undoubtedly be baptized with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Then that qualifies you to enter into this preparatory training to win this crown not a corruptible crown, but a crown of righteousness which the Lord Jesus Christ will give you when you finish the race.
Amen.
True.
Amen.
True.
Amen.
Now, since you and I have never run a spiritual race before, I never have you?
No.
All right? Since we have never run a spiritual race before, God has given us an instructor, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now He has trained great champions such as Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Such
Amen.
As the great Apostle Paul.
Amen.
What a race Paul.
Amen.
What a race.
Amen.
He has trained such great athletes as Mary the Magdalene. The Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
He has trained such great men as Philip the Evangelist.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
He has had plenty of training, and the Holy Spirit is more than qualified
Amen.
To be able to teach you and I how to run this.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Great training.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now this course that we are to run over is a very hard course.
That's right.
It's filled with all kinds of sticks and stones that like to break your bones.
That's right.
Plenty of words that want to hurt you. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's filled with all kinds of holes and snares. Is that right?
Right.
Satan said he said a snare.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It has plenty of holes and plenty of snares. Plenty of tribulations.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's raining. Sometimes you'll be running this race and it'll be raining. It'll be thunder and it'll be lightning. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll be running and you won't have hardly nothing to eat. Is that right?
Right.
You may be stuck off in a corner where there is no assembly. Is that where you have to run right on anyway?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You, though you may have a hurt down here inside of you, one leg may be hurting, but you'll have to run anyway.
Yeah.
Listen, this is really some race that we're running.
Right.
It's a hard course.
Right.
And we're not just running a mile and a quarter. We're running until death separates us from this body and we go to be with the Lord.
Amen.
We're not just running a half a mile or 2 miles or 3 miles, but we're going to run this race every day.
Amen.
24 hours a day we have to run this race.
Amen.
Until we lay down
Amen.
Our lives then to be received up to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are not to complain about the conditions of this course over
Amen.
Which we are to run. But we are to give praises and thanksgiving to God
Amen.
For every stone, for every hole, for every
story,
for the Holy Spirit.
We're
not to be backbiting and complaining in any faith.
Amen.
Because the Holy Spirit, our instructor, has told us that these things were to be. He said if they made fun of that first athlete, Jesus Christ, if they called him the master of the house, Beelzebub, how much more will they call you?
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
If they will have received your words, he said, they would have received mine.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
But he said, when you're running this race, and they begin to talk about you, and they begin to persecute you, he said, blessed are ye for running this race. Blessed are you. Just keep running.
Hallelujah.
If the women, while they're running this race, begin to let their hair grow long and beautiful, begin to wear their dresses to cover their knees.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you, if it's anything today to see a woman trying to run a race, brother, with no material on. Trying to get down like that and pull those, that dress, trying to stretch that material
Amen.
Down over her knees.
Amen.
I tell you tonight, you're disqualified from the race
Amen.
If you don't get some more material on.
Right. Amen.
Is that right?
Yes. Amen.
If you don't quit cutting your hair, you're going to be disqualified from this race.
Amen.
And if the women are not in subjection to their husband, I think they should be disqualified,
Amen.
Brother.
Amen.
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 And I think Amen. The Holy Spirit, the instructor, will see to it that that's
right.
done.
Amen.
Now the Holy Spirit, our instructor in this spiritual race, has given us a very strict diet to go on.
Amen.
Now he has told us, he does not want us to eat any bread that's cankered.
Amen.
He said, because if you eat this old canker doctrine, it'll make you sick. Therefore, you'll not be able to train tomorrow. You won't
Amen.
Feel like running fast.
Amen.
And I tell you, an athlete just don't feel like running if the bread that he hasn't been eating doesn't have anything in it.
Amen.
The bread that these churches are trying to feed God's athletes
just doesn't have enough vitamins and minerals in it that enables them to be able to be a healthy runner.
Amen.
I tell you, but if you ever eat of that hidden manna, and put something down in it, look, you won't run. Trained by the great Holy Ghost.
Amen.
One of them great big runners said, why is it all tables is full of vomit?
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
The old Isaiah, that great runner said, all tables is full of vomit. Why, an athlete can't even get nothing to eat to be able to run around
here.
Is that right?
Amen.
Why, one of them, one of these great athletes, the great apostle Jude, I believe it was.
Amen.
Why, he said it was terrible, this vomit they was trying to feed us at. Said, how can we train on such a diet?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Well, the Holy Spirit has seen to it, since we are running this race, he has put the bread there for us.
Amen.
And he has given us strict orders. Don't you dare eat nothing else but this true bread which came down from heaven. Don't you dare.
Amen.
Because it'll get you all cankered up and you won't be able to run.
Amen.
Amen.
Now it said, runners, the Holy Spirit said, in order to run, he said, tomorrow, you're going to have a strong prayer life. That's the main thing.
Amen.
He said, because the first runner I trained was Jesus.
Amen.
And he said, after he had ran all day long, he had healed the sick, he had opened the blinded eyes, he had fed the multitude. He said, instead of sleeping now, this runner that I was training went out into a mountain, and there he trained all night long in prayer to be able to run the next day.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Strong prayer life is needed to be able to run this race.
Amen.
Now this great instructor, the Holy Spirit said, students, athletes, he said, if you're going to be a great athlete and a faithful runner, you're going to have to overcome the things of the world.
Amen.
He said, make up your mind right now. When prayer meeting night comes, you're not going to be able to stay home and watch television if you're going to run this race.
Right.
Amen.
That's what's the matter. It's disqualified a lot of people, and they stayed home and watched television.
Amen.
Broke training.
Amen.
Right.
Can't make an athlete like that.
Amen.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Amen.
Now he said, all these runners that I'm instructing must love one another.
Amen.
That if you begin to run this race and joshua against one another, knock one another off balance, he said. He said, I'll have to disqualify you from the race.
Amen.
Does everybody understand?
Amen.
That?
Amen.
All runners must love one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if one of the runners, he said, breaks out in such a tremendous speed because of the true manna that he's been eating, he got so energized. Is that right?
Amen.
He got so stimulated by revelation,
amen,
and he broke out and just ran off and left everybody else. He said, don't let no jealousy rise up.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said, just get praise and glory. Don't get jealous. Let just give praise,
amen,
to God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's all.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, I tell you, a runner one time that was being trained, he sure had his training. Because he told Ahab, he said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain.
Amen.
Get you down.
Right.
And he had Nathan about 40 days, I believe, wasn't he? And he took off a running and outrun all the chariots and horses in the town. Brother, I tell you, he sure was eating something. See, the ravens have been feeding him. Some of that hidden man. Now he said, you runners, every one of you got to die out to yourself. Now he said, if you're going to try to come on this course and say, oh, I know all about running. Why, I used to run track back there. Said, look here, you got to get down this way and spring up this way on the balls of your feet. Now listen, that self-righteousness ain't going to work.
Amen.
If you're going to run this way, you're going to have to lay aside every bit of them old filthy rags of righteousness you got and take all the righteousness of the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? The Lord Jesus Christ. And if you think you know something, you don't know nothing. You only know one thing, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I don't know no man after the flesh. I just know Jesus Christ. That's the Spirit of God, brother. Is that right? All right, he said. Now, I said, let me tell you something, runners. I want you to understand this. He said, now you're all just one big athletic group, he said. But he said, if I catch a one of you talking about the other runner, is that right?
Amen.
He said, I'm going to disqualify you. Because he said, he that thinketh himself to be a runner, and bridleth not his tongue, he said, he's running in vain.
Amen.
You're a vain runner.
Amen.
And if you bite on your tongue, you're a vain runner.
Amen.
And you are disqualified and barred from contending in this race.
Amen.
Boy, I believe. A disqualification on that.
I believe.
I hope nobody's got disqualified yet.
My Lord.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:24 that we just read, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain.
That's right.
Now do you remember the lesson we had this morning? Do you see how this lesson tonight fits in?
Amen.
We showed you by the word of God this morning that king evil nature that was sitting upon the throne of your heart is a dethroned monarch.
Amen.
His power, evil power, has been served by the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have both the willpower and the strength and the energy to be a runner for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He has more than enabled you to be
Amen.
A runner. Is that right?
Amen.
So then let us set our faces as flint toward this crown of righteousness which we will receive at the day of the Lord's coming.
Amen.
And all the rewards. Let us make up our mind today that we have severed that evil nature from us.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
We are not going to put that belt back on that wheel up there.
Right.
Remember that?
Amen.
It's going to stay disconnected now and forever.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And our lives are going to be motivated by that inward power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are no more going to move and talk and have our being in the power and the strength of the carnal man, the evil nature.
That's right.
But by the Spirit and by the Word of God,
Amen.
We will overcome this evil nature.
Amen.
And enter into this course, this hard course.
Amen.
And run this race with patience.
That's right.
That we might be able to obtain this precious
Amen.
Crown of righteousness
Amen.
Which Jesus will give us at His appearing.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now, there's a hindrance to running. Hindrances to a runner. Galatians 5:7 said, ye did run well, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Now, there's no getting around it, man. It's a hindrance to you if you're not going to obey the truth.
Amen.
If the Bible says do such and such, then just do it.
Amen.
If you don't, it'll be a hindrance to your running.
Amen.
You'll be disqualified and thereby not be able to contend in this race. Is that right?
Amen.
You must obey the word of God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now let's speak of pressing, amen. You got to press this race. Now listen, we don't have long to run. The course is getting rougher, that's true. Just before the finish line, the battle does get greater, don't it? It takes an extra burst of energy, is that right? You have to have more energy. At toward the end of the race, the whole crown depends on whether or not you have energy stored up. And I tell you tonight that you'll be able to store up energy if you will have a prayer life. Is that right?
Amen.
Paul says, pray that you might find strength or grace in the hour of need.
Amen.
To finish over that finish line.
Amen.
We need to be praying at all times.
Amen.
That we might have the strength that we need.
Amen.
Is that right? For that extra burst of energy.
Amen.
And God has given us more word, continually more manna, that we might be able to get this strength.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
We can't say to God that He isn't giving us enough hidden manna,
amen,
enough strength. Is that right? Enough strength to give us strength.
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now, He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now pressing, that's a great thing.
That's right.
You start pressing something, that means pressure. Is that right?
Amen.
You begin to apply pressure.
That's right.
And what we need to do, we need to begin to apply pressure to this
that's
evil
right.
nature.
Amen.
To press it down and make it stay down.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
That we might be able to get this extra burst of energy that we need
Amen.
To just put us
Amen.
Over the finish line.
Right.
Amen. We are in the finishing closes of this race. How many believe it?
Amen.
Let me tell you, 50% of all the people in the streets believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, is coming back to earth very soon. Did you know that?
Amen.
50% of these ungodly people in the streets of New York City believe in a literal coming of the Lord Jesus Christ back to earth. Why? Because they've seen that everything is at its end.
Amen.
Food production is at its end almost.
That's right.
Cattle raising is at its end. Medical perfection is at its end.
That's right.
Marriage is at its end.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen.
The armies are at its end.
Right.
Everything is at its end.
Amen.
And the earth couldn't go on another 25 years because it took 6,000 years to get 1 billion people upon the earth.
Amen.
Then in just another 100 years, they was able to get 2 more billion in just 100 years. And it took 6,000 years to get 1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it goes on at this rate of speed, within another 25 years, well, you wouldn't have no place to stand hardly to
right.
be so many people.
Yeah.
So the people are desperate. The governments are desperate to know what to do. They're perplexed by the things which are happening.
Amen. That's right.
So that should energize.
Amen.
That's
right.
Is that right?
Amen.
It should energize you and I into press of this battle more than ever.
Amen.
To know that this crown of righteousness is just at the door. Don't cry anymore. It's all over now. And you did run well.
Amen.
Oh, but how terrible it'll be to hear. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you.
Amen.
And the worker of iniquity is to know to do good and do it not.
Amen.
He that knoweth to do good doeth it not. To him it is sin.
Amen.
How wonderful and precious it'll be to lay down this life that we're living now.
Amen.
And to feel an arm slip in your arm. And there will stand your Savior.
Amen.
Comforting you and loving you.
Amen.
And saying, my son, how I love you.
Amen.
I'll welcome you home. Here's your new mansion. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, friend, that's worth running this race for.
Amen.
It may be a hard course. The restrictions may be hard. Is that right?
Amen.
But I tell you that it's worth running.
Amen.
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 I think any one of us should be more than thrilled to be able to enter upon this course of life that we're running. Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
Now, stripping for the contest. Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sinful nature. Amen?
Amen.
Which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Amen.
How are you going to run the race? Lay aside this sinful nature.
Amen.
Just say, here it is. Lord, here lays my sinful nature. My God, let it be dead. Kill it.
Amen.
And let me enter onto this course and run this race. Many have got confused and bewildered in trying to run this race. They started out. They thought they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They thought they were baptized right in water. They thought they received everything right according to the Bible. And then they entered on to this course. And because of what they saw with their eyes and what they heard with their ears, they began to want to get off the course. They found out that it was the mile and a half was just too much for them to run. They wanted to get a shorter, easier course. They wanted to go back into the weaker, bigger elements of the world. They said, oh, it's not too bad to watch television. And I don't think it hurts to go to this and to go to that. I don't think it hurts to cut my hair. Is that right?
Amen.
And they begin to want to get an easier course to run. Is that right?
Amen.
And the first thing you know is they got backslid.
That's right. Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
They went to this church and they went to that church looking for something that would help them to be enable them to run a better race. And they got confused. They saw this person speaking in tongues and thought they went out and married somebody else. They saw this one speaking tongues and then seen that they was the meanest person that ever was.
Amen.
They said, oh, this race, this is terrible. And the next thing you know, they got discouraged.
Amen.
They got discouraged.
Amen.
And stopped training to be an athlete. Christian.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
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 We don't need to look at anything.
Amen.
Amen.
The only one thing that we need to look at is the Word of God.
Amen.
I tell you, the Word of God will deliver you from everything that you saw and everything that you've heard.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll deliver you.
Amen.
Come on, in our church.
Amen.
There was the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And he said, don't you speak with tongues that been an angel and have not love, charity, you're nothing.
Amen.
That confuses people.
That's right.
Amen.
They speak in tongues and think the race is completed.
Amen.
You may not even get started yet. You may just got blessed for the Lord and spoke in tongues.
That's right.
Then again, you might have went in an assembly that was polluted with devils.
Amen.
And the devil rests up on you and you've spoken false tongues.
Amen.
Because down in the desert, we find out, Brother Joel, that the Indians down there drank blood out of a skull and speak in tongues and give the interpretation.
Amen.
And yet the Pentecostal church, trying to get their people to enter all this race, based their whole experience upon speaking in tongues.
Amen.
So therefore, they've been shipwrecked on the race course. They stumbled and fell over a stone and broke their neck.
Amen.
Now it's a bunch of spiritual broken neck people.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
They're spiritually broken down.
That's right.
They have run themselves out.
Amen.
Until they're at the end of the road.
Amen.
But they need to get their qualifications straightened up.
Amen.
Jesus said, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And then you shall receive the power to run that race.
Amen.
That right?
Amen.
Then he said, you'll speak in
tongues.
You'll prophesy. You'll heal the sick and you raise the dead.
Amen.
But some want to run the race without getting the qualifications.
Amen.
You can't even get on the course.
Amen.
Isaiah said there was one course to run. He said that was the broad way. Is that right?
Amen.
But he said there was another course that was called a way.
Amen.
Amen.
There's restrictions on that way.
Amen.
And on that other race course, in the Gospels we find that it said there was a broad race course.
Amen.
And it said there was many runners on that race course.
Amen.
Many runners on it. Is that right?
Amen.
But it said at the end of it was destruction.
That's right.
Amen.
But it said on this narrow race course, there wasn't many runners.
That's right.
Because they didn't want to abide by the restrictions.
That's right.
They didn't want to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because everybody said that was Jesus only.
My Lord.
So therefore, they got a false baptism. They just worked themselves up and up until they finally spoke in some kind of words that wasn't their English, and somebody said, "You got it, that's the Holy Ghost."
Amen.
And then you found out that there's things in your life that condemn you.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
People claim to have the Holy Ghost are living in free love and everything else out here.
Amen.
They're hanging on the race course of
history.
You're disqualified.
Amen.
Right. Brother, this race course is a race of holiness.
Amen.
It's a race of righteousness.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
You're disqualified, Brother Anthony. There's qualifications to get on this race course.
Right.
And it said, narrow is the way.
Amen.
Said it was pressed. And that word pressed means contracted by pressure.
That's right.
Brother, when you get this truth, the same truth that the apostles preaching, brother, they begins to be pressure.
Right.
Brother, every demon in hell begins trying to pressure you.
Amen.
To get you to leave the race course.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit then struck the will of the last
reason.
He's more than able to keep it.
Backslide.
You'll be gone. Amen. Of course, I backslide a little bit every day, probably.
My Lord.
But I need to press toward.
Amen.
I need to press toward.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. One man, when I began to tell him and come against those doctrines that he believed by the Word of God, it condemned him and tore him down because he had no answers. You got no answer for speaking in tongues as the national evidence of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There's no Bible for it. And the Word of God condemns it.
Amen.
But it's no use of just leaving the race course, brother. Get the right qualifications.
Amen.
And start all over again.
Because
God said when the Holy Spirit has come, the instructor, He'll lead you and guide you onto this race course.
Amen.
He'll lead you and guide you.
Amen.
All through this course.
Amen.
Though Satan would plant all kinds of snares and holes in the way, he said he would lead you around those holes.
Yeah, yeah.
He would lead you out of those snares, Brother Ray.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
He's faithful.
Amen.
And he's able to deliver. The Bible said that the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, was more than able to make that brother stand.
Amen. Amen.
God, the Holy Ghost, will make that brother stand.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He said, "I thank thee, Father, all that thou hast given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast
out.
All that thou hast given me, I've lost not a one of them on this race course."
Amen.
I'm here to tell you tonight that every believer of the Lord Jesus Christ will win this race.
Amen.
God is going to have a bride.
Amen.
God is going to have some spiritual runners
as well.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Listen. We're heading into the home stretch now. Israel's in its homeland. Oh, we see the line right ahead. It's usually a white ribbon, isn't it, Joe? Your eyes catch a hold of that white ribbon. You say, "Oh, the Bible said when you see these signs taking place,
amen,
when you see earthquakes in divers places,
amen,
when you see famines," he said,
amen,
"when you see marrying and giving in marriage and drinking and reviling and all these things," he said, "Look up!
Amen.
The race is almost finished."
Amen.
We can see the letter inside.
Amen.
We can see it inside.
Amen.
God has sent a prophet. The pillar of fire is in our midst.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
The pillar of fire is in our midst.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
False prophets are lying and God's truth are denied.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
We have the gospel.
Amen.
We have the gospel.
Amen.
First of all, the gospel.
Amen.
We got the proof of the pudding.
Right?
We need the pudding, and that's the proof.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Israel's in its homeland.
False
prophets are lying. God's truth are denied.
Right.
God says you don't have the Word of God abiding in you. Because whom God has sent, him you receive it not. And that proves you don't have the Word of God.
Amen.
Does I know why you don't have the Word of God in? Because you love the praises of men more than you do.
Amen.
You don't love the Word of God.
Amen.
course that I want you to run. You want to receive a lot of popularity.
My Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Disqualified.
That's right.
You need to get the qualifications.
That's right.
I tell you, Peter certainly had the qualifications.
Amen. Amen.
When 3,000 souls cried out one day, when they seen a man that was so had been eating a hidden manna so great that he was just absolutely drunk from it.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
He just staggered out of there from that hidden manna. Is that right?
Amen.
Because he had often wondered about what that hidden manna was. Because when his master Jesus, the first faith runner, said, "Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood," he said, "You can't even run the place." And that almost stumbled Peter, but he said, "Lord, I can't go nowhere." He said, "I don't know where I could go." He said, "I'll just have to wait on this thought about your flesh." But I tell you, when that sound comes that day, like,
Lord,
Peter found out what that flesh and blood was. He hollered, "More blood, Lord." And he began to guggle. And when he staggered down out of the upper room, 3,000 runners cried out. They had been running, but they were disqualified. Because what comes out of the upper room gave them a disqualification. Is that right? Hey, boy.
Amen.
They lost the rules then.
My Lord.
And they were pricked in the heart because they found out that they were disqualified.
Amen.
They were disqualified.
Amen.
They failed to go and eat of the hidden manna. Is that right?
Amen.
They failed to eat that hidden manna and drink that blood.
Yes.
So they were pricked in the heart and said, "Oh, Mr. Runner Peter." He said, "What in the world are we going to do?"
Amen.
He said, "How in the world can we enter this race?"
Amen.
I said, "Boy," he said, "don't live under the law."
Right.
He said, "You can't run that race under the law." He said, "You can't run this race. You don't have enough strength."
Amen.
He said, "Get what I just got up there.
Amen.
You'll be able to run."
Amen.
Because he said, "I got to give you power after that the Holy Ghost." You want to receive power? Peter said, "Repent, every one of you, right, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And you shall receive power to run this place.
Amen.
You shall receive power. That's power.
Amen.
If we would be baptized in Jesus' name, how many want that power to run this place?
Amen.
Then stand to your feet. Let's receive this power tonight.
Amen.
You want to run a race that would be fitting to Jesus Christ? Stand to your feet." I believe that God is able to fill every person here tonight with the power of God to run this race. How many believe it? Say
amen.
Let's raise our hands and praise God. Just now and baptize everyone. Would you not like to have God that created the heavens and the earth come down and tabernacle himself inside of you tonight? Love the Lord Jesus. Keep your minds on the Lord. Look straight up. Raise your hands to heaven and worship the Lord. Keep your minds on the Lord. Worship Jesus. Jesus, we love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, Lord, for blessing these people, God.
Det kan du lade hele. Han har i det bedste. Det der har i mig. Det kan sige, der har i den der. Det der har i mig. Man, han siger, lade. Og så kan jeg hele. Man, så har i. Det der er i mig. Det så er det. Lade i to hende. Og der er også. Det er det. Han har i. Und dann, wenn ich komme, geht in der Hand, Leute, den Jammer von dem Hof. Ja, mein Jahr ist es. Du Corona, der Heuer, mein Jahr ist es, in die Jahre, wir gehen nur so, in 2016, und ich sage mal, der Gaha, Leia, der hat der Jammer, von Gott, und ich sage, das ist für die Wendy, von der Tabakierde, das kann ich, und mit der, von der Zwei Jahre, der
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us, Father God. Father, we pray that you will give us the interpretation, Lord. We ask it humbly in Jesus' name. Amen. The way to receive the blessing of the Lord is to make love to the Lord. As we begin to sing this song, listen to Brother Bob now. You just meditate upon how wonderful Jesus is to you. How much you thank Him and praise Him for His dying for you. And as you make love to the Lord Jesus and then sing to Him, your heart begins to make love to Him, then that brings a contact with His Spirit and yours. Then He'll pour out His Spirit upon you, baptize you with the Holy Ghost, and confirm your faith in Him. Amen?
Amen?
How many know this little song? Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Isn't He the sweetest name you know? Is there one here tonight that may not be in perfect fellowship with the Lord Jesus? As we sing this song, we pray that the Lord Jesus will bless you and that you may know Him again in the first love that you had for Him. May each one of you out there tonight and myself return if we have ever left our first love in Jesus. Sing this heaven and or this earth world order, the fashion of this world and its order, its different languages, its different modes of life, whether you live in the top of the so-and-so building or in the basement, whether you speak in German or you speak English or French, that life is soon to pass away. And Jesus, the one that we love, is coming back to set up His kingdom. So if you don't know Jesus, I'd like to tell you that He loves you tonight. He loves you because He died for you. And because He died for you, He has given you a covenant. And that covenant is, He that heareth my word, believeth on Him that sent me,
hath everlasting life. If you don't have everlasting life tonight, we pray that you'll find it. As you said in your seat, if you don't have the infilling of the Holy Spirit, the seal of God, open up your heart and let Jesus come and sit upon your throne and be king and master over your life. Is that right? Let us sing this song now.
Jesus is
spoken to us in a language that we wouldn't understand. We're just all babies. So we pray that the Lord would be merciful to us and give us the interpretation. You that are gifted, would you pray in your heart? One time
believe it was, and when they were in the presence of their great revival, and when the Holy Spirit would come down and strike the people, some would immediately fall into the floor and shake and cry and weep and wail and do all manner of things. And then some of those that would be standing by who was not spiritual would think, Lord, maybe this is some kind of an evil spirit or something. And they said unto John, and said, Dr. Wesley, why aren't you afraid that this is going to end up in some kind of spiritualist fanaticism? Or he said, relax. Relax, friend. Let the Lord have his way.
Amen. We believe.
The Bible said, they that worship me, Jesus,
amen,
to worship in truth and in spirit.
Amen.
Remember that. We're worshiping truth.
Amen.
And he, the Holy Spirit, is here.
Amen.
I would like for those who are more growing up in the Lord, who has had training, spiritual training, to kind of refrain from maybe stomping your feet up and down. If the Holy Spirit would fall again when we sang this song, it would be pleasing to the Lord if we could worship Him as calm as we could. I mean, those that are not under a tremendous power of the Holy Spirit would not, of course, would all of us are at times are unable to contain the blessing of the Lord. But those that are weak in the Lord, when the Holy Spirit would strike them in a sharp anointing that they can feel, naturally they would start to scream. So the rest of us that are growing up, let us go on worshiping the Lord, making love to Jesus, that we may fall on someone else. Amen? Don't let our minds drop to another of anything else besides worshiping the Lord. Now, how many today, the message that we heard this morning that the Lord has given,
hallelujah,
and the one tonight, do you see how they fit together?
Amen.
How many love this assembly with all of your heart?
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many love one another with all of your heart?
Amen.
How many desire to see the Lord Jesus, a literal river of God flow through here and flood our souls with the power and the love of God? Could we do this tonight? Because I believe that maybe Wednesday, if the brethren would have me to speak, however it works out, I feel like today, tonight, that it would behoove us, seeing that the ribbon, we see the finishing line and the white ribbon just ahead. As we said, Israel's in its homeland. The Spirit to the Gentiles, door is closing. The wrath of God and the judgment of God is getting ready to be poured out. How many would today that would say with Brother Bob, not out loud, but just by raising of your hand, I am tired of obeying the dictates of the sinful man. Now, I've talked about my brother, and I haven't been faithful in many ways and respects. But I would like this day to be able to enter on to this race course, though it's almost finished now. But I would like to be faithful to this assembly and to my ministry. I would like to be faithful to my brothers and sisters, never to speak evil of them, but only to do good. And that I might, above all things, speak well of my brothers and sisters, that I might edify them, that my whole purpose in life might be, oh God, is there someone today that I could be a blessing to? Is there someone that is hungry that I could feed? Is there some brother or sister that doesn't have a coat that I could share mine with? Is it possible that you could fast a meal for your assembly, for your ministers? Could you pray more? Amen. How many after today that heard this message this morning and the one tonight would like to enter into this race, seeing that the finish line is just ahead? And you would like to rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus tonight
and to this assembly. How many would with an upraising hand and say, I would like to be in subjection to my brother and sister?
Amen.
How many would like to do that?
Amen.
And I would like to prefer my brother and sister above myself.
Amen.
I think Jesus would be very pleased,
Amen.
Don't you? So as we sang this dedication song, what a friend we have in Jesus. Let us take that to our heart. Amen? That we will come back to service Wednesday night with a new determination and a greater effort to live this Christian life.
Amen.
So that the others may see Jesus
Amen.
In you and I.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
What?
Father, we're thankful, Lord God, gathered us here today, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, we pray, Lord, that each and every one of us have received, Lord, that we have
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, Lord, has
Amen.
Pray, Lord God, that we be more strengthened in our bodies and in our spirit.
Amen.
And when we first enter these doors, we pray, Lord, that you have changed us when we go out and
receive it. Amen. Yes, my God.
Pray, Heavenly Father, that we would be that light that you would want us to be, Lord. And we also pray, Lord, that we would take off every weight, oh God, that would hinder us from finishing our race. Father, even as we're free, oh God, we do see the end, Lord, of this race.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, as we come near and near, oh God,
Amen.
We pray for those of us, oh God, who are yet in these, Lord, of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that thou hinder us, oh God, and we move every day. To guide us and guard us in all things, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, as we're about to depart, Lord, once on another, we pray that thy Spirit will continue with us, Lord.
Not only
today, Lord, but throughout the week and forevermore.
Amen.
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.